I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. For years, onions were one of those crops I avoided growing in the garden. They're cheap and plentiful in the markets, and why take up space with such a common veggie? But then I started experimenting with unusual varieties, and now I'm kind of hooked on onions. Look for some of these unusual onions in catalogs or your local greenhouse. There's nothing like the taste of fresh onion tops in springtime. One favorite is red beard scallion or bunching onion. I love the red coloring of these scallions. Grow them indoors from seed under lights, and you can even harvest small crops this winter or transplant seedlings into the garden in early spring for a late spring harvest. You can also grow cipollini onions as a scallion or a small cooking onion. These flat-topped Italian beauties are great for cooking because they have more sugar than regular onions, so they caramelize well. Varieties come in white, yellow, and red colors. Torpedo onions look like their name. The elongated, thin bulbs can be eaten raw when young in salads or allowed to mature into a sweet cooking onion. This southern Italian heirloom has red stems and bulbs, making it attractive braided and hung in a kitchen. It's not a keeper, though, so eat up! Most of these specialty onions should be started from seed indoors in February in our climate. However, some greenhouses may offer plants in spring as well. Sow seed under grow lights in 2-inch diameter pots with about 6 to 10 seedlings per pot. Keep them well watered and lightly fertilized. As the tops get tall, give them a haircut and eat the trimmings in salads. 2 weeks before your last frost date, plant seedlings 6 inches apart in the garden or in a container filled with well-drained, rich soil. And now for this week's tip. Cut back geraniums growing indoors as they get tall and leggy. Root the cuttings to make more plants. They should start flowering pretty soon. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about flowering houseplants. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.